Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He got to put up 100, a C-note for sure.
Hasn't lived up to that contract yet through two games. Neither Williams nor Brandon Ayuk.
And he looks agitated when they ask him, Brandon Ayuk, after the game about his production or their lack of. And I'm like, damn, Brandon, I don't know why you're mad. You won. You got the chicken, but you can understand you only put up 4 for 40. We want more.
This is Kyle Shanahan from yesterday on how Deebo Samuel got hurt.
He told me he thinks he did it on that when he caught, I think it was like the third to last play. They had a blitz down in the red zone. He caught the hot route breaking in. He says he thinks he did it on that play. I think there's only like two or three plays after that play, though.
So that's Kyle Shanahan saying it happened late.
Damn.
In that ball game. And he won't be playing the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, who steps up? I mean, you got it on Purdy. I got it on to everybody.
I think that
defense.
I definitely believe that the guy who's going to be, let's say, looked at the most is Brandon Ayuk this week, because it's just too obvious.
Even in a quarterback league.
Sorry. What do you mean?
Like Marcus Thompson, I keep citing that article he wrote. He could have wrote it about Ayuk, but Ayuk already got paid. So he wrote it about the guy that I think the biggest microscope is on, even though I said Kyle Stoney, it is Brock Purdy.
See, I think it's Ayuk. And the reason I think it's Ayuk is because...
He's already paid, though.
That's right. That's right. He's already paid. So do your job and catch 7 balls for 132 yards.
But if he does or does not do that, his ATM, when he gets that direct deposit, that's already taken care of. If you slide over to Purdy... Stoney, we've talked about it, even the aficionados. He's playing for, nobody wants to say it, but I'll say it for him, he's playing for the bag. And if he keeps turning in Minnesota type of outings, does that affect or impact the bag?
Well, I'm not talking about the bag. I really am not. I'm talking about performance and production. And Brandon Ayuk got paid. And now they need him more than they've needed him probably
incredible
in the last 4 years, because they're down so many weapons. So the pressure's on Brandon Ayuk. It just is. And if he's not ready, then he's going to get criticized in a big, big way. And ditto for Trent Williams. I mean, the 49ers offensive line allowed 6 sacks. That's too many. And Trent Williams is supposed to be the anchor of that offensive line.
And they were getting after him like as soon as he hiked it, Stoney. So I was like, man, maybe he was holding on to it too long. I came away the second time on the second watch. Like, they were on his ass.
This is from Austin in San Jose. Goo, it's the second game of the season. Cousins is coming back from an Achilles injury.
Mm.
Relax. He's too good to count out. Yeah, Austin.
No, I can't take that moment. That was just prevent defense or prevent you from. I don't recall an easier drive in that scenario in a long time.
Well,
I don't know what the Philly defense was doing. Oh my gosh!
Well,
like, is it 7-on-7 out here?
I mean, you know what it reminded me of?
Seriously, give it to me.
Last year's game against the Niners, when Kirk Cousins picked him apart. 35 for 45, well, 3+100.
But there was more resistance from the Niners.
Was there?
Well,
not that night.
Yeah. Before halftime. Shout out Wilkes.
That's right. That was the play that really...
And we hadn't even brought up Nick Sorensen. I mean, how much pressure is on his unit, Stoney, to to do something to stop Stafford, even though he'll be without Nacua and I hate injuries, and Cooper Kupp.
Well, my question to Niner fans is, when you look back at the Vikings game, what was the bigger issue, offense or defense? To me, it was offense, but how could it not be?
Oh, mine's D.
They scored 17 points.
But you gave up. They ran the ball down your throat.
Did they?
Yeah, the offense gave you 14 points, and you're down six. Get us one stop, and you allow them, with 10 minutes left in the game in the fourth quarter, you allow them to go take 6:46 off the clock or something like that. Like, that's outside of Fred Warner's, Donnie, what was there to be excited about on the defensive side? I'm not telling you the offense wasn't bad, but it was a collective failure. The defense, a 97-yard touchdown pass, and your pass rush was non-existent? How dare Minnesota think they could dial up a bomb in their own end zone?
How dare they not think so? They have the best receiver in football. You got to utilize him.
But you got a pass rush led by Bosa and Leonard Floyd, who took the day off. Was it Thursday for him?
I mean,
thank you, Evan. Three.
I don't get it.
I'm trying.
Oh.
That's a
four.
I mean, you know what I was thinking? It's a good thing you didn't make. It's a good thing you're not a pro football player.
Because?
Well, you wouldn't be able to play in those Thursday games.
Now, one joke was enough, but to follow back, that's where you went wrong.
Al Michaels basically takes the night off.
Stein, I'm worried about Al.
Why?
Just, you ain't into it, bud.
I'm worried about a lot of our guys.
Brady was better, real quick.
No, I gotta tell you,
it had something to do with his voice being whatever the Stoney, listen to me. He was inside as opposed to outside. His voice sounded stronger and louder in regard to over the game. I thought Tom was better in week two.
No,
I said it. Ain't no, not your nephew.
No, you don't get to do that.
React to new information?
Nah, you don't get to do that.
That's so weird.
You wrote him off after one game.
No, I didn't like it.
He deserved it.
I said he wasn't
good, and he wasn't bad. That's what I said.
No.
He was tiny. I can't hear. I'm talking in this. He was loud, and it was inside. There's that D word that I'm going to mess up. Decibels? What is in the NBA when I'm saying it wrong? Help
decibels.
Me out.
Decibels.
Yeah. His was louder inside. I liked him.
All right. I knew you were going to do that.
I met the criteria to be selected.
I can't believe you gave him a C plus.
Who?
Brock.
What should I have given him?
I gave him a C minus. C? Like two turnovers, Donnie?
320 yards passing.
Dude, I mean, when are you watching the games at the end where they got a lot of that at the end?
Well, Kirk Cousins got a lot of his at the end.
But it mattered.
Oh.
They won the game, and it was close.
49ers trying to drive that last. They needed to score. This is from our guy Murillo. Jordan Mason had 48 carries in two games. If he runs more, he will likely get injured as well. Brock will be throwing more on Sunday, I think. That's Murillo.
Well, how deep is your running back room? Like, why is Garindo not getting a touch? And if you're thinking, I'm just, Stoney, things I think about.
He ran one time.
If it's about trying to limit touches so guys don't get hurt, you're done. And I don't think Kyle's that type coach. But all we heard all preseason was Garindo could do this. He could line up outside. Like, somebody's got to be the backup to the backup. But not to see Garindo get more than one touch. And it was a bad play. Willard and Teams double-teamed me yesterday saying what happened when they gave him the ball. I believe it was them. It was ugly. But Stoney, Kyle's got to trust other guys if you're
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Telling me, oh, he only got 20, Mason, that is, in his second game because of the workload. I don't think Kyle thinks like that.
Well, I mean, are we really talking about a rookie running back making a difference? The problem is they got a lot of young guys on that team right now, and they all struggled a little bit. Cowing botched the punt.
Oh, man, got bailed out. You're right.
You know, Garendo obviously didn't play much. Who else? Pooney obviously didn't have a great game if he was part of that offensive line. The secondary. Mustafa got in that game. By the way, why did...
They pulled him. Go ahead.
Why? Yeah, but he had a good answer here, Shanahan, as to why he put in Mustafa.
Give it to me.
Look, who took... Oh, man. Let's do. We'll do something else. Right. How do you play without Debo and McCaffrey next week?
Yeah, I mean, always when you lose real good players, it's always tough, but it happens all over the league, and it's a huge part of this league and a huge part of this game. Got to deal with it.
Yep. How come fans worry more about injuries than the coach?
Because it does most often when it's the big boys, it alters the result of the game. And to be honest, it didn't do that Monday against the Jets a couple weeks ago, but it did have a bearing on the outcome, wouldn't you say, Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. And I didn't think the Vikings had enough star power or name guys with name and recognition to where they could stunt Kyle Shanahan's office, but Brian Flores did that. So here we go to the Rams, who look like a mass unit if you look at who's injured, but nobody's going to cry for you. Steiner, you think Kyle would get – rally the troops, right?
Yeah. I think that's part of football, though, rallying the troops after injuries. This is Kyle Shanahan assessing the guy they can't win without.
You know, it's I don't know how to totally answer that. I think Trent played decent. There's definitely things he'd like to have back, but, you know, I didn't see him get tired or fatigued or anything like that. So, you know, I don't really relate anything to that. It was just about the game yesterday.
Yeah. So the two guys who...
He was looking at fatigue, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess
tired.
It was hot in there. It was hot in the, what is it? U.S. Bank Stadium?
Asking the wrong person.
But anyway, what about the heat? Because now we're getting into the nitty-gritty.
No, I think we gave up some big plays. I think... you know, when we had a chance to stop them for like a 57-yard field goal and we give up basically a 20-yard scramble at the end to give them an easy field goal. I think when you give up a blocked punt, I think when you give up a 97-yard touchdown and not make them work for the drive, and I think us struggling on third down with our two turnovers, I think is more about it. It was hot in there, but, you know, especially for a dome, it's unusual for it to feel muggy and stuff inside a dome, which that was the first time I'd been a part of something like that, but that has nothing to do to me with the outcome of the field, what happened on the field.
Well,
I've been in a lot of arenas, a lot of stadiums, a lot of domes.
They won the time of possession battle 35-25. Yeah. So if it was hot on the field, the Minnesota defense was out there longer than the 49ers defense. So, I mean, I don't think that's a big deal. But then again, there are a lot of people out there that are talking about the 49ers. It's a veteran team. They're getting a little bit older. I don't know. Maybe it was an issue.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I know what I wanted to say. You wanted the 49ers to dial up more blitzes?
Yeah.
They did. They according to PFF and The Athletic, they blitzed four times against the Vikings.
And by all accounts, they blitzed on the 97-yarder, right?
Yeah.
And nobody got home.
Yeah, Sam Darnold was 4-for-4 on blitzes, 133 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah. So that makes it worse, though. You blitzed and you couldn't get home. And nobody in the stadium knew you blitzed. And maybe that's why Fred Warner, the captain, Steiny, said what he said about, "I'm tired of my bads." And that's why he was asked about that play, and he kind of said he said others were at fault too, not just the two guys, Odom and who was it? Odom and
it was
who got beat?
Jair?
Yeah, Brown. Odom and Brown.
Yeah. And you know, Brown's a pretty young player also. So maybe that had something to do with it. They are incorporating, you know, I remember reading the story in The Athletic before the season started. If you look at this year's draft, those guys are playing. They're not playing a ton other than Pooney, but those guys are playing. Cowing played, he muffed a punt. He looked great in the first week, and the preseason I thought he looked really sure-handed. But he muffed one. That could have been another big issue. He muffed.
It really would have been curtains, you know. I still can't get over going in 27-7. And Jones fumbling that ball after he got cracked by Fred Warner, man. Just incredible. Steiny, he's a badass, man. Duh. But he really is playing at a high level.
Yeah. And I don't know why I wrote this down. Just because maybe I'm looking for something, anything. Fred Warner's the 10th highest paid player on the team. And he's,
wow,
he's playing by far, the best football of anybody on the team.
And I was listening to Baldy on with the guys this morning, Steiny. This is year 7 for Fred.
I know.
Man, feels like a baby.
Did I hear it right? He has not missed a game?
That part I didn't hear, but I wouldn't put it past him.
That is correct.
It is correct.
Damn. Yeah.
And he started as a rookie.
BYU.
209, that's the Tracy area, Stockton. Maybe Merced and Modesto, maybe. Monday, we're going to be talking about why the ball wasn't thrown to Aiyuk. That's what we're going to be talking about on Monday.
Loose then. Because now you're talking about who? Jennings. I mean, who's getting targets then?
Jennings.
Kittle. Because Kittle's been little. I like what I'm seeing from him in regard to the production in the passing game.
Can I put a rat on the table?
Go ahead.
Well, it's actually not. Well...
Now we got two.
Nah, never mind.
You know, you can't do the thing three times.
All right, can we put the rat on the table?
We got boy.
Jennings is better than Aiyuk right now. He's better. Better player.
We'll see.
No, right now, we know. He's ready. He's a pro.
And what if Brandon's listening? No, seriously.
I don't care.
And he would tell you, hey, old man,
yeah,
I'm ready.
Are you? Get open then. Mouth.
There was one of those things floating around about it wasn't PFF about
Wait,
the lack of separation from Niner receivers.
Uh-oh.
You don't pay a guy that can't get open 30 mil a year, and that's what the Niners did. So do with that
Goo,
what you want.
Goo, can we put the rat on the table? Uh-huh. He's not worth 30 million.
So you're questioning Lynch and Kyle?
Yeah.
And York?
I am.
Say something to them.
Okay.
I think they messed up.
I'm questioning how much they paid Brandon Aiyuk. Paid him a lot of money.
They paid Bosa a lot, too.
Yeah.
How's that looking?
Two sacks,
you
baby.
You are so mean.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
How many disruptive pressures?
A lot.
Steiny, stop.
Oh, boy. He set the edge.
Sam Darnold outplayed Brock Purdy. Boy. And I do think of what Darnold would look like with the Niners fully loaded.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.